Okay, good morning, everyone. Welcome to today's pre-market trade plan live session, which is our opportunity to be as prepared as we can for today's trading opportunities. So you're probably very aware, last night we were actually broadcasting live for the press conference for Jerome Powell. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to today's trade plan session. The whole idea of the session, of course, is for us to be as prepared as we can for today's trading opportunities. So we'll get into it straight away. Apologies, we're starting the session just a little bit later than normal. While I put up the risk warning, we had the FOMC last night and the press conference. And I suppose just to, I suppose, summarize really, the Fed don't really know what to do, I guess, is the long and short of it. They've certainly identified the risks. They've mentioned uncertainty on many, many occasions, and they've actually been talking about more of a stagflating economy with lower growth and higher inflation, and that environment may hang around for a little while because of the uncertainty from the Trump administration. So they're certainly wanting the negativity to reflect in the hard data before they would proceed to make some decisions on continuing to cut rates. Now, we're slightly leaning towards a dovish Fed with their willingness to move if growth collapses, if we see a spike in unemployment, if inflation, if this disinflation narrative feeds through, and growth, and if growth continues to collapse as well. So there's a lot of caution really on behalf of the Fed. So and that's what we're going to break down and identify in terms of opportunity. What do we expect will happen from here? So all profitable traders need to consider, of course, which markets to trade. Obviously, it makes sense to really have quite a US-centric view of these markets at the minute, along with where do we then enter and exit these markets? How do we manage risk? How do we manage each trade, hopefully to a successful outcome? We were able to pull the trigger on a trade last night, which is the S&P 500, a buy trade, expecting indices to bounce slightly. And we're still certainly in favor of that particular trade for now. Trend psychology as well, very important. So we address these considerations, as you know, every day in our live trade rooms, and we're strong advocates of being consistent in our approach. If you're very erratic with your trade sizing or your entries or your ability to manage trades, it can become quite difficult and challenging. Accurate with the levels we use, disciplined with our capital, and patience is a real important feature for anyone trading markets, especially during these difficult, very volatile times and uncertain, I guess, which is a word that the Fed have used an awful lot. So I'm going to just. We'll have a look at the market moving news. So this is really what the markets were ultimately preparing for yesterday. And if we go down to Wednesday, it was this event down here at 6 p.m. The federal funds rate, no surprise, was expected to stick at 4.5. But it's really what will the Fed do from here? And like I've already mentioned, the Fed are a little bit uncertain as to what to do. They're not really in control of things. They're going to react, I think, to right now, everything's fine in terms of the hard data. The soft data is softening and it's getting worse. So there is concerns on that side, but made a few sort of unusual suggestions that the soft data doesn't really matter. If we're talking about surveys, they're not that important. We don't want to front run the surveys. That's a bit different to what the position that the Jerome Powell he's always used that data to kind of reinforce policy. But now they're not in control of anything. They've kind of given the control to the economics, so to speak. And that should be quite a worrying position for the Fed, because if the hard data gets stronger, you're probably seeing rate hikes. And if the hard data gets softer, you're probably seeing rate cuts. And for now, everything seems to be relatively anchored. just the takeaway really from these Fed numbers and the data is we've seen a significant change just from the previous projections in December. So when it comes to real GDP, in December, and this just shows how kind of far off they are really, they were projecting 2.1 over the course of 2025. Now that's down to 1.7. So that's obviously a 40 basis point reduction in GDP. When at the same time, if you look at inflation, that's expected to tick higher, previously 2.5, now 2.7. This is PCE, personal consumption expenditure numbers. Unemployment is expected to tick slightly lower. It's expected to tick slightly higher. The December projection for unemployment in the US is 4.3 in 2025, and they've increased that to 4.4. So uncertainty is probably the best word that they can use. We're seeing an uptick in core PCE inflation as well. Significant uptick. And look at the federal funds rate. Over the next 3 years, they're pretty much staying the same. So the data's now changed, but the projections from the Fed are broadly the same. And you could argue that doesn't really make sense, and we would absolutely agree with you. But the takeaway really is that the US economy seems to be heading towards a stagflationary dynamic, which with worsening GDP, which is tick box, and increasing inflation, tick box. Now, over the next 3 years, that's expected to correct itself slightly, but not very much. So with all of this in mind, let's look at the charts just for a few minutes, because there's some things that we're looking for. Now, last night we were talking about the potential for the US indices to rally, and that potential still exists. We were able to pull the trigger yesterday in the S&P just in case this, you know, flew. As you can see, it kind of pulled back off the highs. It was just sat there. And now we're getting that momentum trade to the upside. Same with the NASDAQ. We'd be looking for that bounce type dynamic once we break out of these lows. Now, it's the dollar that's causing the biggest conflict, because if you look at our federal funds rate from last night, we were certainly leaning, and certainly we thought Jerome Powell, all in all, was probably slightly leaning towards a dovish sentiment rather than ultimately a hawkish sentiment. And looking at the data and stuff, it kind of supports, you know, weaker growth, higher inflation, weaker growth, higher unemployment numbers. It's kind of leaning in towards the potential for the Fed to cut rates. That is also supported by slightly weaker 2-year bond yields. I mean, we're talking about 3 or 4 basis points lower, so nothing to get too excited about. Now, we'd probably expect, with this dovish sentiment, which means that rates are more likely to go down than sideways or up, we think this is a positive dynamic for the industry markets, hence our buy trade in the S&P 500 with a structural failure trade to the upside, and there'd be the potential to add the NASDAQ to that as well, and other equities as well if there's an opportunity there, versus the dollar, which we'd expect to probably weaken. So that would mean, you know, a buy trade in the Aussie dollar, a buy trade in the euro dollar, for example, as well. And we're getting some dollar strength. So there might be an opportunity to sell the dollar Swiss, perhaps. Crude oil, we're in a bit of a sideways moving pattern. We might get a little bit of a bounce pretty soon, especially if the equities continue to rally. So for today, we're looking at the S&P 500, the NASDAQ, potentially crude oil, although we're actually below strong resistance levels around 6,800. So we need to navigate through that. And we're getting a bit of dollar strength in gold. And this is where we probably expect a bit of dollar weakness rather than a bit of dollar strength. So markets like the dollar Swiss might be worth looking at. Again, we were in that yesterday. So we could have had any potential combination of these events last night. And what we're left with is a bit of positivity for the indices. A bit of a question mark over the dollar now. We can still look for dollar strength, but it looks like we're going to need to be patient and kind of wait for that particular trade. Sorry, did I say dollar strength, dollar weakness? I meant to say bond yields are lowering slightly. Nothing too significant. And with this dovish sentiment from the Fed, in our opinion, we'd be looking more for dollar weakness rather than dollar strength. And just in other areas, in terms of the yen, selling the yen might be a good opportunity if we can sell the yen. We did make further progress to the downside last night. Again, we were going to get into that trade as well. We can look at it now this morning. So we did get the yen strengthening just a little bit. So we'll have a look at the yen as well. So look, guys, we'll it's a slightly shorter session because we do have a bit of clarity in terms of what we want to do, not necessarily in terms of the price action yet across the board. Mixed market conditions. Yeah, we kind of have to stick with that, really. We're still in this mixed dynamic. Bond yields are selling off. Equities are showing signs of potentially turning a little bit more bullish. So the yen strength is still in play. So what we're going to do first is we're going to look at US indices strength. We're going to have a look at so if we get turnarounds in the dollar, they'll be worth looking at. And you know what? We're just going to go with yen strength again. So we're going to look at these things. So indices strength, further dollar weakness. And yen strength. We want to keep all options open as market narratives become indecisive as Fed, Trump tariff, Doge, Ukraine ceasefire policies are proving unclear. Yeah, in terms of what they mean for markets. So look, that still remains, unfortunately, the position. It's pretty much what Jerome Powell discussed last night in detail, a lot of the things that we've been talking about for the last 3 or 4 weeks in terms of the indecision that's in the markets, the impact that Trump tariffs are likely to have, and the fact that we're likely to see weaker growth. And if all of this shows up in the hard data, the big data points around growth, inflation, unemployment, then the Fed will react accordingly. And that's pretty much, we can take that as his word really at this point in proceedings. Okay, so look, slightly dovish Fed, which means more of a risk on market dynamic, an appetite for risk potentially, and a weaker dollar. With bond yields rolling over to the downside is mildly where we're positioning ourselves. So we could refer to it as a bit more of a risk on market dynamic, except there's an awful lot of uncertainty. So we want to trade with that level of uncertainty in the back of our minds if we possibly can. All right, so any questions, feel free to post them. On that note, guys, we let you go. We'll switch rooms now to the European live trading mentorship room. If you can join us for that, you're very, very welcome. And we'll see if we can get into some of these moves in the indices, and potentially we'll have a look in more detail at the dollar and the yen as well. All right, then, guys, listen, on that note, listen, take care of yourselves. Thanks for joining us as always. We'll see you next time. For everyone here, bye for now.